Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are David Vena and Cheryl Paul with Slow Food, Gold, and Treasure Coast. From October 19th through the 26th, Slow Food, Gold, and Treasure Coast will host all sorts of food-related events in St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee counties in celebration of National Food Day. David and Cheryl, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
David, explain the concept of slow food and what wisdom are you trying to impart to people?
We're promoting a number of things with slow food. Sort of the thrust of the organization is for food to be good, clean, and fair. And what we mean by clean is good for the environment, fair for the workers, paying them for growing food, paying chefs, people who work in restaurants a good wage. And what we mean by good is food that is local. It represents the local culture in which it's grown. You know, with Slow Food, Golden Treasure Coast, we're here to celebrate the different culinary traditions and the foods that are grown right here in our backyard.
Is it a hard sell? I mean, this all sounds wonderful, but people's lives can be so busy.
Not so much anymore. At one point in the United States, it was all about getting in and out of the kitchen so you could go to work or go do what you wanted to do. But people are now looking back and seeing that what they're eating is not healthy. And there are more and more people every day that are learning to cook again or for the first time and preparing foods. Slow food is also about bringing people together at the table.
And that seems to have been missing for so many years, it seems, that companionship. And as you said, just eating real food. I've read several articles from food writers that say, if you want to know how to eat, eat like your grandparents did because they were eating real food.
Exactly.
That's funny that you mentioned the grandparents. Cheryl and I have, over the summer, we put together a series of workshops, pickling, canning, preserving. And when we asked people why they were coming to the class, a number of the people that were in their 20s and 30s said, well, I remember my grandmother pickling. I remember my grandmother canning. So people are kind of going back to their roots and, you know, what they were doing two generations ago, and it seems to be taking off.
I'm speaking today with David Vena and Cheryl Paul with Slow Food, Gold, and Treasure Coast. Cheryl, what are some of the food day events you'll be doing that week in St. Lucie County?
We are volunteering at a farm. We have an exhibit of local food production at our local museum. We're having a forum on the importance of local food. We are inviting all nonprofits to come to the Wednesday Market on October 23rd. We're touring school gardens, and it's culminating in dinner at Heathcote.
And David, what are some of the events going on in Martin County?
In Martin County, we have a few workshops. We have a Cooking with Florida Herbs workshop, a Composting 101 workshop at a farm in Palm City. The Extension Office will be doing a demonstration garden workshop. We also will be showing a documentary called The Greenhorns, which is a very interesting look at young people that are going into farming. For the first time since World War II, more people will be going into farming than ever before.
Cheryl, if there was one piece of advice you'd want to impart to someone concerning food, what would it be?
Educate yourself. Know your farmer, know where your food comes from, and how it's grown.
David?
I would say that one of the most important things about what we do is telling people that you don't have to break the bank to eat healthy and eat sustainably. Our ancestors, our grandparents, were not by any means wealthy, and they managed to eat in a way that was good for their body and good for the planet.
I've been speaking today with David Vena and Cheryl Paul with Slow Food, Gold, and Treasure Coast. If you'd like to find out more about the events surrounding Food Day, we'll have contact information on our website, wqcs.org. David and Cheryl, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Drew.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.